It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. Glad we're together again today. Yep. I brought some fortune cookies to show you. You ever seen fortune cookies? This is what they look like. And I thought I'd just open one and see what the message is inside. Here it is. It says, tendrás un visitante inesperado. Tendrás un visitante inesperado. You will have a visitor. I wonder who that visitor might be. Well, while we're waiting to find out, let's give some food, not fortune cookies, to the fish. Come along. Some food for the fish. There you are, fish. Beautiful fish. I remember the first fish I ever got when I was a little boy. It was a goldfish, very much like these. Here's our visitor. Let's see who it is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
That is a speedy delivery.
I found it right away at the library.
How people make fortune cookies. Well, my fortune cookie said I'd have a visitor.
Of course, you get a lot of visitors.
That's true, but I'm glad you're here. Do you have time to watch it?
I do, and I'll tell you all about it.
Very good.
All righty, picture, picture.
That's right. Let's just show it on picture, picture, how people make fortune cookies.
When people make fortune cookies, they use a big mixer like this to mix together flour, sugar, eggs, and water.
Is this flour?
This is flour. That's right. In fact, he's going to put another bag in.
Another bag of flour?
Another bag of flour. There it goes.
Well, it takes a lot of flour.
It certainly does, but they're going to make lots of cookies.
Are those the eggs?
That's the eggs.
That mixture of eggs.
And that will mix with the flour. You see what he's doing? He's turning this wheel to close the door. And then presses this button to start the mixer.
Oh, so inside all of that's mixing together.
That's right. And after a few minutes of mixing, he opens the door and he looks inside.
Oh, that's much different now. Is that what's called cookie batter?
Yes, it is, cookie batter.
What's he adding now?
Well, it's food coloring and vanilla. You know, the food coloring gives the cookie their yellow color, and the vanilla makes them taste like vanilla.
Oh, that's very pretty to watch. Looks like a painting.
Yes, it does.
A moving painting.
Closes it up again and lets the batter mix some more.
lot of mixing.
A lot of mixing. And then when the batter is just right, it's poured out of the mixer and into these big buckets.
I see.
There it goes.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Certainly is. Mm. Now this woman takes the buckets of batter to the fortune cookie machine.
Fortune cookie machine? That'll be interesting to see.
And she pours the batter into this pan. There it goes.
Then what happens?
You'll see. See that hose?
Yes.
Well, it sucks all the batter into the holding tub. Now, in a moment, you'll see that. There it is, the holding
tub. Mm-hmm. Then what happens?
Well, the batter goes down through those tubes and is squirted into little round baking pans, you see?
Oh, that's fun to watch. They're like little skillets, aren't
they? They are. Round pans with the cookie dough, they move along this conveyor belt into an oven where the batter is baked into cookies. Out come the hot cookies.
But they don't look like fortune cookies.
Oh, they will. In fact, here comes my favorite part.
What's that?
It's when the fortunes are added.
Oh.
Now here the machine picks up a fortune and puts it into the cookie, and at the same time, it folds the cookie into the right shape.
No wonder it's your favorite part. That is fun to watch.
Then the cookies are dropped into boxes to cool.
There they are.
And once the cookies have cooled, this man puts them into bags. And he weighs each bag and closes it up tight to keep the cookies fresh so people can enjoy them.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're welcome. I have more deliveries now.
Oh, but before you go,
yes?
Would you take some fortune cookies?
Oh, I'd like that. Let me see here. One for Betsy. And one for me. Thank you, thank you. We'll let you know what our fortunes are after we've opened the cookies.
Very good. Of course, you know that's just for fun.
Oh, I know that, but Betsy and I have always loved fortune cookies. Thanks again.
You're very welcome, and thank you for helping us to know how people make them.
All righty, speedy delivery to you. Bye-bye.
Mr. McFeely. Can you imagine why I'm feeling so happy right this minute? It has something to do with Mr. McFeely. It's because he was so pleased when I gave him these fortune cookies. The way he said, thank you, and how much he and Mrs. McFeely loved them. That just made me feel really good. It was like he was giving me a gift the way he accepted mine. Let's just have some make-believe now. Let's pretend something about fortune cookies in the neighborhood of make-believe, where anything can happen. Okay, Trolley? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Greetings, Trolley. Yes. Yes, I'm expecting great things today, Trolley. Yes, well, I wish the same to you. Beautiful day in this neighborhood, and I'm expecting
speedy delivery.
Mr. McFeely, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And the purpose of your visit?
I have a gift for you.
Oh, I'm expecting great things today, Mr. McFeely. What is your offering?
These fortune cookies.
Fortune cookies? What a silly gift. You may place them over there for others to nibble on. Thank you and farewell. I must go look for great things.
Farewell, King Friday.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, how good to see you.
Hello, Mayor Maggie.
You don't sound your usual chipper self.
Well, I'm all right, I guess.
Did somebody hurt your feelings?
Well, I brought something for King Friday, but he didn't seem to care about them.
You mean he didn't say thank you?
Oh, he said thank you, but he didn't even want to take them with him.
Well, what did you bring him?
This box of fortune cookies.
I love fortune cookies. Wow.
You do? Well, here, please have one.
I like to see the message right away.
What does it say?
You do your work very well. Isn't that a great one?
Oh, yes, it is. I wish King Friday had liked it as much as you.
Next time I have a meeting with him, I'm going to show him mine.
Well, you're welcome to as many as you like. In fact, King Friday said to leave them out and people can nibble on them.
Thanks very much, Mr. McFeely. Just remember, there are some people who love your presence.
Thank you, Mary Maggie. You know how to help turn a sad cookie into a happy one. Remember, if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery, Mary Maggie. Speedy delivery. Bye-bye.
Speedy delivery to you. You do your work very well.
That's for sure.
Oh, Mr. Aber, I was just reading my fortune cookie.
Oh, well, you do your work very well.
Since my associate mayor helps me so much, let's see what your fortune cookie says.
Oh, with pleasure, thanks.
You have chosen a super fortune cookie. Stand back and enjoy it.
Gracias por haberme escogido. He estado esperando este momento desde que era solamente un poco de agua y harina.
You mean you were in that fortune cookie?
Sí, señor.
And you've come out to visit us?
Sí, señorita. Y tengo muchas diferentes galletitas de la fortuna conmigo.
Do you have enough for everybody in this neighborhood?
Sí, por supuesto.
As well as Westwood?
Sí, cómo no.
Thank you.
¿A quién deberíamos visitar primero?
Oh, how about Daniel Tiger?
¿Dónde vive él?
Oh, in that clock right over there.
Vámonos. ¿Quién vive aquí?
Oh, Henrietta Pussycat lives here, and X the Owl lives there.
¿Y aquí?
This is the museum go-round. Lady Elaine Fairchild lives here.
¿Y aquí?
Oh, that's the home of the platypus family. And this, fortune cookie man, is Daniel's clock.
Un reloj enorme.
Want to knock?
Knock?
Yes, knock on the clock.
Knock on the clock. Knock on the clock.
Hello, Mary Maggie and Mr. Aber.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello, Daniel.
Oh, I didn't recognize your knock.
There was somebody else knocking.
Oh, well, who was it?
It's hard to explain.
What do you mean?
It started out as a fortune cookie.
A fortune cookie?
Mm-hmm.
Knocking on my clock?
Right.
Wow.
Estás absolutamente correcto, señor Tigre.
Oh, my.
No te haré daño.
You're sure you won't hurt me?
Seguro.
But I never saw a live speaking fortune cookie.
Cualquier cosa es posible en el mundo de la fantasía.
Anything can happen in make-believe.
Yes.
¿Qué es eso?
Oh, that's the trolley. That's a trolley.
Debería irme.
Oh, no, you don't have to go away, but I'll take you to see the trolley if you'd like to see it.
Si quieres.
I'll see you back in Westwood.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you all come visit again.
Okay? I will.
Good. And what about you, fortune cookie?
Oh, tengo muchas galletitas de la fortuna para todos.
Oh, bueno, gracias. Hasta luego.
Hasta pronto, tigre. Mi amigo.
Mi amigo. Oh,
This is our fortune cookie man, Charlie.
Encantado de conocerte, Trolley. Bueno, me quedaré mientras que tenga galletitas. ¿Te gustaría probar una?
Oh, here, I'll open it for you, Trolley.
Estás en camino a la casa del señor Rogers.
It says you are on your way to Mr. Rogers' place.
Todo es posible en el mundo de la fantasía.
Well, that really is pretend, isn't it? A fortune cookie man walking around make-believe. We'll think more about that next time. Right now, I'd like you to meet a real friend of mine who makes real books, really great books for children to read and enjoy. I asked him if I could bring you with me to his workshop, and he said, certainly. So let's just go now to meet my friend. Eric Carl is his name. Come along. Hello, Eric.
Oh.
Hi.
Hello, Fred.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. Eric Carl.
Hi.
What are you working on?
Right now I'm doing papers. I paint these papers with all kinds of colors.
Oh, this is a beauty. Mm-hmm. That one's still wet,
I guess.
That's
still wet. I painted blues and blacks on this one.
That lovely. Mm-hmm. And what about these? How did you do these?
This one I did used carpet.
An old piece of carpet?
An old piece of carpet, which you can get in a carpet store. They'll give it to you for free. And you paint some color paint on this and make a print.
And this one looks like it has lines. Yeah.
Now, this one I used also a piece of carpet, painted some color on here, and dragged across this way and this way.
Ah, isn't that fun? Oh, and look at these beautiful pieces.
These are dry now.
What beautiful papers you make. And someday these will all end up in your books.
Yes, cut out little pieces, paste them down, make a collage. Those are my illustrations.
Would you show us how you do some of that?
To.
Good.
Well, I'm right now preparing my papers.
Oh,
and
good.
You can watch me.
I like that.
And help me, too, if you like to.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Now, what kind of paper is this?
This is a tissue paper that you can buy in art stores, or stationery stores, or sometimes when you buy a gift, it might be wrapped in tissue paper. You can use that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And then you put paint right on that?
And then I put paint on it.
Oh, let me see.
Okay.
That's yellow, huh?
That's yellow.
And you just put it wherever you want to put it.
What's that?
And in this, there's just no mistakes, is there?
No, you can't make mistakes, really. And what I do, I always leave a little band here so I can lift it.
Aha.
And I won't get paint on my fingers.
Aha.
But this looks kind of dull, so I'll add something else to it.
Good.
See what happens. See?
That makes it
different,
nice? Doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And then sometimes I do this. I turn my brush around and go like so.
Ah. Eric, have you always liked doing things like this? I mean, with paint and
yes.
everything?
Well, I always liked to draw. From when I was a little child, I liked to draw. Ah. And my father used to draw pictures for me.
He did?
Yeah. And my nursery school teacher, my first grade teacher, recognized that I was pretty good at it. And she asked my mother to come to school and told her that I was talented and I drew well and that she and my father should nurture that. And they did.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. I bet she put some of your pictures up on the wall, too.
They did. My mother walked into school. There were all my pictures in the hallway. And she didn't even know it was her Eric. And the teacher told her, it's your Eric.
Your Eric.
My Eric.
Wow.
Yeah.
She must have been. Yeah. Now, This looks very nice. Are you going to add more to it?
Well, I think I'm going to ask you to add a little to that. Would you like to help me?
Of course.
Okay, you help me. First, you have to put on a smock.
Oh, all right.
And I got one for you right here. You look great.
I feel like a real artist, okay.
Now, how would you like to put dots in this?
Sure, anything.
Like here?
You just dip it in here?
Dip it in, and all over, you put in dots. Great. I think I'm going to hire you.
That's fun. You tell me that when that's enough.
That's plenty. Terrific. Well, we now have another sheet in my collection of colored tissue paper.
Now, that has to dry, too, doesn't
that
it?
That has to dry. We can't use it when it's wet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But then after a while, you'll cut that and make it into pictures.
Pictures, right. So we'll put that away. And I'll show you how I make a picture.
Good.
I have started, what is this? What
do you think? A seal.
A seal, you're right. And what I do is, I have here my glue. I have a brush in here too, but it's a different brush than I use for painting. Uh-huh. It's a softer brush. And that's how it goes.
Well, you obviously already cut that one out.
Yes, so I could show it to you. See, and then it goes here. And that's it. Now, it's not quite finished. I add little details with crayons. Put an eye in here, and a little black. And we have to put in the mustache here. And with a little pink, let's see, there's a little pink. Here we put the mouth in here. And I like to put some dots here. Just, you know, when you look at a seal, they shine and have these little, dots here. And the best part is, when I finish a picture, guess what the best part is?
What?
Put my name to it.
Eric Carl. Let me hold it up and show. Now, this picture, have you used in one of your books, one like this?
Yes. In Head to Toe, I use a seal pretty much like this.
I wonder if I could see that.
Yes. You want to take off your coat?
Oh, sure.
I'll keep on mine. So. Alfred, come on over here.
Thank you. Oh, a lot of books that you have.
Yes, all art books, books and animals.
You must love books.
Yes. Yeah. And here are my books.
Ah, good.
And I'd like to show you the book in which I have a seal pretty much like we did together.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And this book is called From Head to Toe.
Head to Toe.
Head to Toe.
Oh, and, isn't that beautiful?
That's what they call an end sheet.
End sheet.
Yep. And this is the inside title.
Head
to Toe. And it says here, I'm a penguin, and I turn my head. Can you do it?
I can do it.
Great. I'm a giraffe, and I bend my neck. Can you do it?
I can do it.
You can do it. I can do it.
You can do it, too.
I'm a buffalo, and I raise my shoulders. Can you do it?
I can do it.
I can
you do it.
Great. This girl is based on a friend of mine.
I bet she can do it.
She can do it. I'm a seal and I clap my hands. Can you do it?
There's the seal. I can do it.
Terrific. I'm a cat and I arch my back. Can you do it?
I'm not sure. Can you go like this?
Great.
I can do it.
You could do it.
She did it well.
I'm a crocodile and I wriggle my hips. Can you do it?
I can
Great.
Do it. Yeah. Very as an elephant.
I'm an elephant, and I stomp my foot. Can you do it?
I sure can.
Great.
Can you do it?
You can do it. And I'm I, and I wiggle my toe.
You wiggle your toe?
Can you do it?
Well, this parrot the certainly parrot, can do it.
The parrot is saying, I can do it, I can do it.
It's a great book.
And then we come back to the end sheet.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a fine book.
I'm glad you like it, because it's yours, and I want you to take it back to your neighborhood,
Fred. Oh, you're a generous person. Thank you, Eric. I know you have lots to do, and I must get back to my place, but I'm mighty glad you're my neighbor.
Bye, Fred.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go back to my place. It's fun for me to tell people how much I like them and how much I like their work. The seal. Can you clap your hands? It's fun for me to tell you how special you and your neighbor are to me. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day, you and your neighbor. I like being with you, and I'll be back next time.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.